Hi, this is John Reed.
Hey, John, is this a good time to chat now?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, perfect. I'll make it short. But yeah, your file was sent over to the underwriting department, so I just want to do a little quality control just to make sure we're all on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish with your application.
Right.
So I'm just going to go confirm a couple pieces of basic information I have on the business. I have your time in business since 2000, and, 2000 actually, so about
Well,
16
that's
years.
the time that I've been incorporated. I've been
Okay.
licensed as an attorney since 1992, and I actually have been in business for myself since 1994.
Oh, okay. Let me
I've
make.
been incorporated since 2000.
Okay, so were you a sole prop in 1992 till 2000?
Yeah.
Okay.
I briefly worked with another law firm, but it was a partnership, and so that was between 92 and 94.
Okay. So you were sole prop from 1992, and then when was the partnership?
It was 92 to 94.
Okay. And then after 94, you're by yourself. Okay. Okay. And did you buy your partner out?
No, we just
Part
we never
ways.
really had a formal partnership. We just shared letterhead, so it was really a, I mean, I even am hesitant to use that term.
Okay. But were you the primary owner?
Well, I had my own bank account and my own for all
Right.
practical purposes, it was a bunch of people, a bunch of attorneys
Yeah.
that were young and new, and we all put our name on the letterhead because we thought it would look more impressive, but it wasn't really a partnership.
I see. Okay. But you're kind of acting by your own yourself almost.
Completely, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'll put in the notes in there. Gives you a few more years of, time in business.
Right.
Okay, and then the current law firm, you are the 100% owner? Hello?
Yes, I said yes.
Oh, okay, sorry. I think my phone's been acting up all day. Okay. And according to my notes here, you are looking for about 86,000, and
That's correct.
41,000 is going towards paying off a current loan with Cabbage.
That's correct.
Okay. And it looks like you have a, is it a monthly payment of 7,000 you have with them?
It's $68.99, I believe.
Okay. Okay. And then the remaining 45,000, it looks like you're, can you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to use the remaining 45 for?
Just for cash flow, for covering payroll and shortfalls in cash flow over the next couple of months.
Okay, so it's payroll, basic operational costs.
Operating expenses, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. And do you have like a busy season or slow season at all? Or
Yeah,
is it mostly steady?
my slow season is sort of coming up right now, which is part of why I want the cash.
Okay.
And it picks up. It sort of picks up. It's the heavy season is sort of like March to October, through October-ish. It starts picking up slowly in March and then heats up. And it's usually October was actually a very good month. Steve called me this morning and wanted my October bank statements. I'm trying to get those, but I don't want to hold up the application. But
Oh, okay.
I'll send them over to you if I'm able to get them. But like I say, I don't want to. He said in his last phone call, he said he didn't.
Yeah, we don't need it to move the file along, but if you had a really good month, it could help your file. Was it substantially better than your September month?
Yeah, it was.
It was, okay.
I think I did somewhere in the neighborhood of 70,000. I don't remember what I did in.
70,000 in deposits.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, last month, let me see here. Last month you had 59,000.
Okay, so it was a
Okay.
lot better, and I also did substantially better in the services. I think I was easily over 40.
Oh, okay. Nice. So what I can do is I can first just work with what I have now, and then if I need it, if I think that it's going to help your file, I'll request it from Steve to get it from you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and then looks like last year you did a gross sales of 778,000. Okay. Do you know what you did the year before that?
I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 700, something like that.
700. Okay, so you grew a bit. And do you know
By
what
the
your
way,
track?
I
Good,
haven't
good.
seen anything. I guess you guys can't give me. I haven't seen anything in terms of what you guys are going to require in terms of a holdback or interest or anything like that or loan cost.
Right.
I don't get
Yes.
that, I suppose, until you make the offer, right?
Yeah, so what I'm doing right now is just to make sure we're all on the same page. Once, after this conversation, I'm going to be able to submit it over to our credit department, which will run all the numbers for us, and then either myself or another underwriter will reach out to you to go over the holdback percentage or the interest, different programs with you.
Okay, so I don't know if Steve made you aware of this, but I've been, as you probably are aware from looking at my financials, I've been with Forward Buying for some period of time. I just paid off their loan in October, and I've got an offer on the table from them for 76. And so Steve came back with this proposal that you guys could go 86, but I've been working with a 15% holdback with Forward Line that I'm very comfortable with.
15.
So I just wanted to let you know what I've got in terms of options right now. So,
Sure.
let you know, and they're kind of they're ready. I mean, I could fund that today, but I've been holding off to see what you guys could give me, but I also my approval on Forward Line's going to expire in a few days, so I kind of have to
Okay.
make it happen quickly.
Okay. I will push your file along as fast as I can. But yes, Steve did fill me in a little bit on what you have currently on the table. And I was actually going to ask you about the Forward Line, if it was with Forward Line, because I see that all your merchant statement is through them. Do you know what on the 76 that they offer you, what the total payback is?
I believe it's like 90,
90? Okay.
and
And
then they're at
over, go ahead.
that's a 15 month, and they're also asking for a higher holdback, which is the only reason that I'm not. I mean, I would have gone with them in a heartbeat if they had stayed with 15%, but they want to up that. So 15 is my comfort level. And so that's really going to be the consideration for me, as well as the paper,
Right, of
because
course.
they've structured another option for me with less money, with a lower holdback, but I really would like to get more money. I'll feel more
Right.
comfortable if I get more money. So that's what I'm at.
Okay. And the 76 that they offer you is does that do you have to pay off your current loan, or is that just a
It's already
straight?
paid off. It's paid
I
off.
mean, with Cabbage.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, they're gonna pay off Cabbage.
Okay, so it's so
Either one of
you'll
these is.
net yeah, so you'll net 35,000 with them.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so you're comfortable around the 15% that won't, eat up too much of your cash flow.
No, that's what I've been working with them for over a year now. I've been working with them longer than that, but this last loan I had 15%. I'm accustomed to calculating 15% on every ticket in my head and making a provision for that. So it's just something that I'm accustomed to and feel comfortable with. But I don't really feel comfortable pushing more than that.
Yeah, because 19% is a lot, especially
Yep.
with your merchant statements are pretty strong. You have a lot going through it, so that's going to take up a lot of your money.
Yeah, I agree. And so that's why I'm talking to you guys. But I just
Yeah.
want to be understood. I'm not gonna, And I can go 15 with forward line with a smaller number, which I may go with. Okay.
What number is that?
That's 68. So.
68. Okay. Okay.
But
cool.
I'll tell you, I would, just because they're a known quantity, no offense to you guys, mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have to make the pie sweeter because I just, you know, they've already given me approval. I can just go bam and the money's there. And
right, of course. Obviously, but, we're the only way that we can win your business is if it's worthwhile for you, which is, you know, as long as it's worthwhile for you, worthwhile for us, it's going to be a good deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is your timeline as soon as possible, basically?
Yeah, especially under the circumstances because I've got forward line.
Right.
I got a deadline with them.
Mm-hmm. Are they like the end of the week, basically, the approval they have with you? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, it looks like I have everything I need to move the file along. So we should have preliminary numbers for you to look at tomorrow, actually. So if you have any questions, you feel free to give a call to Steve. And if I need those bank statements from you, then I'll request it from him too.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be working to try to get those today. So.
Oh, okay.
And I did have a question for him. If
sure.
I'm unable to get the actual statement, will you accept like a printout from the website?
So
I can print out my debits and credits kind of thing. Like a.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you just send us like a running statement with the summary, we can take that
yeah.
too.
Okay. All right. Well, I can definitely get that. So mm-hmm. let me work on that. And since you're holding off till tomorrow, I'll try to get that before the end of the day.
Okay. Well, I'm going to submit. I'm just going to move the file along with what I have now. And then once you send that over, we can add it to the file. We can see what it is right now first with just the September bank statements and to see if that's going to be able to beat the offer you have with forward line. And if not, then if you had a strong October, then we can take those bank statements.
Okay. Sounds mm-hmm. great. And
okay.
what was your name again?
My name is Jia, J-I-A.
Yeah, say it again.
J-I-A, Jia.
Oh, Jia, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you very much, Jia.
Yep, no problem. Have a good day.
All right,
bye.